"You may go," Dumbledore said to Harry, Ron, and Hermione. They went as quickly as they could, without actually running. When they were a floor up from Lockhart's office, they turned into an empty classroom and closed the door quietly behind them. Harry squinted at his friends' darkened faces. "Do you think I should have told them about that voice I heard?" "No," said Ron, without hesitation. "Hearing voices no one else can hear isn't a good sign, even in the wizarding world." Something in Ron's voice made Harry ask, "You do believe me, don't you?" "Of course I do," said Ron quickly, "but you must admit it's weird."
"I know it's weird," said Harry. "The whole thing's weird. What was that writing on the wall about? The chamber has been opened. What's that supposed to mean?"
"You know, it rings a sort of bell," said Ron slowly. "I think someone told me a story about a secret chamber at Hogwarts once. Might have been Bill."
"And what on earth's a squib?" said Harry.
To his surprise, Ron stifled a snigger.
"Well, it's not funny, really. But as it's Filch," he said, "a squib is someone who was born into a wizarding family but hasn't got any magic powers. Kind of the opposite of muggle-born wizards. But squibs are quite unusual. If Filch is trying to learn magic from a quick spell course, I reckon he must be a squib. It would explain a lot, like why he hates students so much."
Ron gave a satisfied smile.
"He's bitter."
A clock chimed somewhere. "Midnight," said Harry. "We'd better go to bed before Snape comes along and tries to frame us for something else."